This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The old Channel 41 building, which sat on a corner of Alamo and Cesar Chavez, a prime piece of real estate in downtown San Antonio, that building is no more. KWEX was the scene of many broadcasting firsts, but it's best known for being the first Spanish-language television station in the nation. Today, as Spanish-language networks are dominating the airwaves, that's a significant accomplishment. But broadcast history aside, it was also critical for San Antonio's Spanish-speaking community as a touchstone, informer, and uniter. But that building is gone, and there are a lot of questions about what happened and why couldn't it be saved in some form or fashion. We want to hear from our listeners. What are your memories of old Channel 41 in the building? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. And joining us this half hour to discuss what happened, why did historic preservation fail in this instance, we have Sue-Ann Pemberton. She is the president of the San Antonio Conservation Society. And joining me in the studio, Graciela Sanchez. She's a member of the West Side Preservation Alliance. And Antonia Castaneda. She is a San Antonio scholar who helped produce the American Latino Heritage Initiative Project. So thank you all for joining us here on The Source. Appreciate that. So let me ask, since I only have Sue-Ann Pemberton for a little while, we got to lose her at the break. I want to get to you first over at the Conservation Society. What was the Conservation Society's role in trying to save the old Channel 41 building?
The Conservation Society has tried to educate the city on the architectural and historical significance of the building. We've been trying to do that since about the middle of May. We engaged the Texas Historic Commission for their input in finding an architectural significance and historical significance in the building. The Texas Historical Commission said that the building was eligible for listing on the National Register of Historic Places based on three criteria. We tried to make the city's Historic Preservation Office aware of this and the Historic and Design Review Commission aware of this, but they were inclined to deny our request. So the Conservation Society took it upon themselves, as is in accordance with Unified Development Code, is to nominate the building ourselves to the City of San Antonio as is a significant structure. And we took that nomination to the HDRC, the Historic Preservation Office, the first part of September, where we presented the facts and findings of historic significance based on what the Texas Historic Commission had said, what the National Trust for Historic Preservation had said, and what admittedly the Historic Preservation Office said that it met five out of their criteria when only three criteria are required for historic designation. The HDRC at that point denied the architectural significance or the significance of the building, and so then the Conservation Society filed an appeal with the Board of Adjustment, and that is where we were yesterday.
And that went nowhere. Y'all went to the Board of Adjustments, you and other members of the community who wanted to see something done to save the building, and they wouldn't even listen to you. What happened?
We're not actually sure. We were following a process, and a process that we were told to follow by city staff. And so we submitted our appeal on October the 4th, well in advance of the time limit. So they had a month to review it. They told us it was complete. They accepted our payment. They gave us a case number. And nowhere along the way did they say that the Board of Adjustment was not the place to take our appeal. So it wasn't until yesterday during the meeting, after they heard all of the other cases, that the Board of Adjustment went into executive session and with city attorneys for about 40 minutes probably, and then came out and announced that they had no authorization to hear the case. And the city attorney said that the Board of Adjustments was not the Conservation Society's only avenue, but we were not not told any other avenue, and that had been the avenue that we had been led down for a month.
We did try to get the City of San Antonio Office of Historic Preservation to join us, and they refused to comment. They refused to participate in this exchange, in this dialogue, trying to get the city, you know, we're having a conversation here, trying to get people to understand what happened. Why did the process fail? I mean, why were you put on the agenda? Why was this even, why were you all told to go to this meeting? And then finally, when it's time to say, let's talk about this, they're saying, like, what are you doing here? It was pretty much, it made no sense.
No, and I think that was a decision made by the city attorneys.
So it seemed like this, there's a process in the City of San Antonio for historic preservation, except when they don't want one.
Well, you said that. I did not.
Well, I'll agree that's the truth, because, and it also seemed that the Board of Adjustment, the panel members, seemed that they were tricked because they, you know, they were waiting to hear us.
Okay. Graciela Sanchez from the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center and president of the member of the West Side Preservation Alliance. And Antonio Castaneda, what did we lose? What did we lose when that, as that building is knocked down?
We lost Mexican-American, San Antonio, Texas, and national history, because Univision was historically and culturally significant in all of those realms. And so San Antonio lost big time. It lost a major aspect of 50-plus years of its history. KCOR, the first Spanish language radio station, is established in 1948, and then the television station in 1955. And so the loss of that, and it isn't just for San Antonio, but KCOR was the first Spanish language station in the United States, and it was bought as we achieved, as we say, contra viento y marea y a duras penas, because this is 1948. This is the year that President Truman desegregates civil service and the military, and so segregation is still firmly in place, and the issues of segregation, including access to license.
Sure. Okay, Antonio, we're going to get back to all that. First, I only have a couple of seconds left with this Conservation Society. Was this demolition legal? Was this legit? Real quick.
We don't know that answer. At the end of the meeting yesterday, when we were all dismissed, the attorney for the developer was asked if they had a demolition permit. And at that moment, he said, no, not yet.
Well, they told us that they did, that they've had one for days.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We're going to continue this conversation. We got to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us for this first part of the conversation. Sue Ann Pemberton, president of San Antonio Conservation Society. We're going to continue when we come back from this break. The number to join the conversation, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The old Channel 41 building downtown at the corner of Alamo and Cesar Chavez, now a pile of rubble. It used to stand proud for many years, being a beacon of broadcasting in Spanish language in San Antonio, a location of many broadcasting firsts and history-making broadcasts. But it's gone. It's part of history in San Antonio. A lot of people are mourning the loss. And to talk about that, we are joined by Graciela Sanchez, a member of the West Side Preservation Alliance, and Antonio Castaneda, a San Antonio scholar who has helped produce the American Latino Heritage Initiative Project. And we want to hear from you. Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We've got a couple of callers. Let's get them on the air. Roger, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I am sympathetic to the concern of preserving the history of what took place in that building. And I think it may merit a memorial or a monument or a plaque or something. But in all seriousness, that was one of the ugliest buildings in the city. It was just a big bunker of a building. I don't think we need to preserve every building in which something historic took place in order to remember the history that took place within it.
Okay, Roger, that's an interesting point, and let's ask our guest to address that. So, Antonia Castaneda, it wasn't a beautiful building, but the stuff that happened in there was fascinating.
Well, for starters, the architectural criteria is not the only criteria, and the building was one of the few mid-century modernist buildings in the city. I think there's like 10 left. And so the issue of whether it was a beautiful building or not is not the issue. We were not arguing architectural issues. And the history and the culture that the building represents is absolutely critical and vital. And so we were particularly focused on preserving the building for that for those reasons. And there are architectural historians that argue that architecturally, it was a very important building.
And that's what we keep on hearing all the time. It's not pretty. It's not important enough. Casa Maldonado was the most recent example. It should have been torn down. It was also known as the Pink Building. We were able to succeed in that case to preserve it. And now, you know, $500,000 later, it's a beautiful building. It's been restored, and people are officing out of there. But I grew up on the near west side. My whole neighborhood was razed, and that was part of the experience, you know, the explanation. Well, you know, they're small little houses. They're not significant. You know, let's raise them and let's put up a new neighborhood so that they have better housing. My whole history, I can't go back to that neighborhood anymore and say, this is where I grew up, and this is the little tiendita, and this is the church that I might have attended. It's all been erased, and, you know, that's not true for everybody, but it is true for a lot of us here in San Antonio that our buildings, our monuments, our churches, our murals are just getting destroyed on a day-to-day basis. And the city of San Antonio has not, starting with the Office of Historic Preservation, has not done its job in helping to save and preserve our history.
It seems like taste change. You know, initially we had the building, it was there, and it served a function. And of course, in the Latino community, it was not flush with cash. Everything had to be very utilitarian, and it may not have all the ornamentation that you would have for a courthouse or some a great building. But as we go forward in time, you gain an appreciation for things that today we may not see as beautiful, but who's to say what the next generation would think if they were able to gaze upon that building, and it would be unique and interesting and something we don't know. But now it's definitely gone.
Indeed, for its time, it was state of the art, in terms of its technology, both in terms of radio and television, and it was state of the art in terms of its structure also. And precisely the points that Graciela has made and that you've made are absolutely well taken.
Okay, back to the phones. Stefan is on the line. Stefan, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Nice. Hi to everybody. Buenas tardes. My fond memory of Channel 41 was growing up in the 70s, and they showed a show called La Cocadrilla Show, which was awesome because it was kind of like the equivalent of the Captain Gus show that came out of Kerrville, or kind of sort of like Fran and Ollie. And it was a puppet, which was a crocodile, una cocadrila, and it was kind of tying in with the community with talking, I guess, Spanglish, English and Spanish, and the show not only showed cartoons and stuff like that, however, they kind of brought in sort of like Corrasca Lindas or Sesame Street in a way in the afternoons, and I remember rushing home from school and just to tune in and watch La Cocadrilla Show that used to come out on Channel 41, which I loved. And, you know, it's shows like that just spark a memory that, you know, you never forget. And now that I'm in my 40s, you know, it's like I wish it would bring back that type of show, that type of style for the kids today, because it really, really helps a lot, especially with the Hispanic community today, especially in San Antonio.
So, Stefan, let me ask you, what does it mean to you to have the building knocked down or treated as if it were undeserving of preservation?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, so to speak, it's kind of like a shot in the heart, because it represented a lot. And I remember passing by there as a kid and my mom pointing out, look, that's where your show comes out. And I loved it. And you know, knowing that it's gone, it's almost like a piece of your heart or your soul is gone from the community. And, you know, it may have not been a pretty building from the outside, but what came out from the inside really represented what the community, the Latin community, especially in San Antonio, what we were about. And it's kind of sad because it's nice to drive around in old neighborhoods and remember, look, that's that, this is there. And not having it there kind of, you know, tears away of what the Hispanic community or the Latino community is for San Antonio. It's part of history. It's history, and it's gone.
Right. All right. Thank you so much for that phone call, Stefan. I appreciate that. It's just that it's not just this one instance. Okay, people say, oh, you can't preserve everything. You can't keep everything, but it's La Gloria. It's this, it's that. It's now it's Channel 41. What's next? And some buildings are worth preserving and some buildings aren't. And who's making that decision? And is that going to be fair and equitable, Graciela?
No, that's the constant disappointment. And I'm ready to cry once again, you know, just listening to Stefan's story, you know, shot in the heart. That's exactly how all of us feel. It, you know, and it brings back the memories of La Gloria, which took place in April of 2002. And at that point, the community of San Antonio, principally the Mexican-American community, but allies like yourself and, you know, people from all the city that understand that everybody's history is important and not just some. And so we have attempted to work with the city, with the Office of Historic Preservation, with city leaders to try to come up with a process that respects and honors our communities and our histories and our buildings, and also working class. It doesn't have to be, again, two-story, three-story mansions in King William or, you know, other, you know, wealthier neighborhoods as they were, but, you know, working class neighborhoods in the west side, the south side, the east side. And we haven't seen any changes. And there's no money that's been set aside, no policies that have changed. But on a case-by-case basis, we're back trying to talk to everybody, and we see buildings fall.
And quickly, Antonia Castaneda, we've seen nationally there have been studies showing that there is definitely a lack of historic preservation for the Latino community.
Absolutely. There has been. As a matter of fact, we will have a rollout of the American Latinos and the Making of the United States, a theme study that precisely underscores that point and that is looking at the criteria that is used for historic preservation to rethink that criteria. Because, again, this criteria has said you don't qualify, even though we did. And so it seems like even when we do qualify, the rug is pulled out from under us. The rules are changed. And so there is that effort nationally, and this building fit all of those national criteria.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to The Source.
Dave, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Know, this is that's not just for the Latino community, but KCOR. I worked at KCOR. I worked at Channel 41. But KCOR back in the day was the first station in town that carried a black program.
That's right. Mm.
Yes. The guy's name was Scratch Phillips.
That's right.
And
that's
he was
right.
on every night. And at one time, KCOR was the premier Hispanic station in America. And then when Nicolas and the other people opened up Channel 41, that in itself was history in the making. It's bad enough that they don't want us around. Now they're taking away our history.
They're trying to erase it.
Exactly.
Demolish it.
All for $350.
Joe, thanks for calling, buddy. Anytime. All right. So is there anything left there now? What can be done? Is it gone? There's an injunction.
There was an injunction. We handed over the papers to the guys that were running the bulldozers at 7:30 in the morning, and it seems like they just ignored it and continued to bulldoze and then stopped again at around 9 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, they started again and kind of like, oops, we hit the side of the building. So, you know, the next story will be the structure's not strong enough, so we'll have to demolish it. We were supposed to be going to court on November 15th at 9 o'clock to have the judge make a decision. We don't know. And again, the disappointment again, that, you know, who's rubbing whose back? You know, Bill Kaufman, why isn't he answering on behalf of Gray Star? Gray Star comes from South Carolina, a state known for historic preservation. Why aren't they doing their work there? Obviously, they know that they can come to San Antonio, to Texas, and they can just destroy somebody's
demolish
history.
Our history. Yeah.
Well, was the idea to preserve the building as itself, is it intact, or were you all trying to?
We were trying to have a conversation and see how we could come and meet, you know, where some of the building, all of the building could be preserved, and they could still develop their 350 new apartment complexes there. If some of the newer structures built in the 70s needed to be demolished, we were willing to talk, but we were never allowed to even have a conversation with Gray Star and Bill Kaufman.
And even having the city, it seems like we've heard, having the rug pulled out from under you, being told that this is the process and we're going to follow the rule of law on this until we don't have to.
Yeah. And we find ourselves in the same situation over and over. And we did speak to Diego Bernal, and he personally...
The city councilman from District 1,
and he personally apologized, and we asked for an apology from the mayor, and this has got to stop.
There's going to be another building of historic significance, and this one's gone, but what about the next one?
We can ask the community to call their city council person and the mayor and to say this kind of disregard of history and the history of working class people of color communities has got to be protected and preserved. And what are you, the city of San Antonio, going to do about it? How are you going to change your policies and the policies of the Office of Historic Preservation?
Okay. All right. We got to wrap this up. Thank you so much for coming up to the studios. Graciela Sanchez, West Side Preservation Alliance and Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, and also Antonio Castaneda, San Antonio scholar, expert in this field. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back after NPR News.
Thank you.